Welcome to Out of This World, podcast stories for kids, where we blend wacky AI-generated ideas with our own silly twists to bring you fun, crazy stories. Sometimes educational, but mostly just
out of this world.
All right, friends, here it is, the first episode. We can't believe it's finally happening. Our very first episode. Thank you. We've been counting the days and now we've got this Halloween special with two stories, The Pizza Ghost and The Gully Gully Goblin. Let's get right to it. It was a chilly October evening in the small town of Hollowville, where spooky stories were as common as falling leaves. But there was one story that sent shivers down everyone's spine, the story of the pizza-loving ghost.
Lou, there's no way a ghost can eat pizza. They don't even have mouths.
Oh yeah, Benny? Tell that to the people who live in the old Maple Street house. They say there's a ghost that steals a slice of pizza every time it's delivered to their door.
That's ridiculous. What's a ghost gonna do with pizza? Eat it through its ghostly essence?
Benny! Don't forget to tip the pizza guy, okay?
I got it, Mom! Jeez!
Hey, dudes, one large pepperoni pizza for you, dudes, just like you ordered. And don't worry, this time it's ghost-proof, dudes.
Ghost-proof? What, did you cover it in garlic?
Dude, garlic's for vampires. This pie's got ghost armor, but take your eyes off it, and bam, you're left with a hauntingly empty box, dude. All right, dudes, see you later.
Do you think we'll see it tonight? The pizza ghost?
All right, dudes, thank your mom for the tip.
Yeah, Lou, because ghosts totally have a craving for pepperoni.
What was that? It's the ghost! I told you!
Are you guys roughhousing again? You better not break another vase!
No way! There's no way it's real! We have to catch it!
Grab my ghost trap. It's totally foolproof.
You mean that cardboard box with sticks and strings?
Exactly. Works every time. Well, for the squirrel.
Do you hear that? It's coming from over there.
Get the trap ready. The ghost is about to get busted.
Wait a second. Is that chewing?
Who dares disturb my pizza feast? I wait all year for a good slice of pizza, and now you interrupt me. What kind of monsters are you?
Wait, ghosts can't eat pizza, right?
Of course not. I just enjoy the smell, okay? It reminds me of when I was alive. Is that too much to ask?
What happened? Why pizza?
Oh, I used to own the best pizzeria in Hollowville. Best pizza in town until that fateful day. When I slipped on my own pizza sauce.
That's tragic.
So now I haunt every pizza delivered to the houses around here. I don't eat it, but just being near it brings back the cheesier times of my life.
Well, if you can't eat it, can we just share the smell?
Oh, I guess so.
You get to reminisce and... well, we, you know, actually get to eat the pizza.
Well, how about I get the crust?
Deal. Ghosts don't eat pizza, but they love the smell and apparently the crust.
What on earth are you boys doing?
Mom, this This is serious. We're making a pizza to help the ghost move on.
Oh, of course. A pizza for a ghost. And you're using all my best cheese for this, I assume.
Only the best for our ghost friend.
This is going to be legendary.
I want to help. Can I put on the mushrooms?
Sure, sweetie. Just don't eat them all first. I know how much you love mushrooms.
Do you think this will work?
If this doesn't, nothing will.
Three cheese.
Garlic butter crust.
Triple pepperoni pizza.
With extra mushrooms.
It's enough to make any ghost let go of the past.
Is the ghost coming?
I think so. Just keep quiet.
What is this? The aroma. It's perfect.
We made this one for you.
For me? I don't know if I should.
Come on, ghost. It's yummy. I help with the mushrooms.
Mushrooms, you say? The perfect touch. You guys have done something incredible.
So does this mean you can rest in peace now?
Not yet. I've got one more thing to do before I move on. The perfect is it?
What's that?
Warm chocolate chip cookies right out of the oven.
Cookies? We can make cookies.
If warm cookies don't make him happy, I don't know what will.
You got it. One batch of cookies coming right up.
Perfect. Just perfect. You boys and your little sister have truly outdone yourselves this Halloween. The perfect dessert.
So, are you going to disappear now? Float into the afterlife or something?
Oh, I'm sticking around for one more thing. Movie night. Let's watch something spooky. I know all the best ghost stories.
Movie night with a ghost? I'm in.
All right.
Ooh, this one's spooky.
Yeah, I love this movie.
Hey, you guys gotta brush your teeth and clean up the kitchen before movie night with a ghost.
Aw, Mom.
And so, the ghost of Hollowville's pizza-obsessed spirit found peace. But not before a few movie nights and some late-night snacks with Benny Lou, their little sister, and their mom. Sometimes all it takes to make a ghost happy is a good pizza, some cookies, and a little company. Here's a fun fact for you. Did you know that pizza actually dates back to ancient times? Flatbreads with toppings were eaten by the Greeks and Egyptians long before modern pizza was created in Italy. And now here's our zany zinger. Why did the ghost go to the party? Because he heard it was gonna be a boo-last. Get it? Boo-last. Blast. Blast. Aha. Welcome, boys and ghouls, to another spine-tingling tale from Out of This World podcast stories for kids. Tonight we venture deep into the midnight woods, where fog dances around twisted trees and strange sounds fill the air. Join us for Gully Gully, the Giggling Goblin.
Leo, look, we're here, the midnight woods. They say the Giggling Goblin lives here, and he laughs all night saying gully, gully, gully.
Yeah, but that's just a silly story, right? Who'd spend their time laughing in the woods saying gully, gully, gully like a weirdo?
Gully, gully, gully.
Did you hear that, Leo? It's him. The Giggling Goblin is real.
Nah, it's probably just an owl. Or maybe a really cheerful raccoon?
Gully, gully, gully.
Leo, that's definitely not an owl or a raccoon. Let's just go and say hi. Maybe he's nice.
Well, well, well. Who do we have here? Two little treat-a-roos for my spooky stew. Gully, gully, gully.
Actually, we're not treats, and definitely not stew material.
Hi, Mr. Goblin. We're just here to meet you. You don't seem so scary. A bit gully, maybe, but not scary.
Well, you've got that right, Missy. Gully, gully, gully. And look who's joined us. My friend, Whisper the Cat.
Pleased to meet you both. I'm Whisper, and I like to check on my friend here, the Giggling Goblin. Some folks can be a bit judgmental around him. He's not so scary once you get to know him.
So you two hang out? Like a cat and a goblin, just friends in the woods?
You bet. She keeps me company, even though most creatures run the other way. Gully, gully, gully.
That's so cool. Whisper, how did you and Mr. Goblin become friends?
Well, I was a little lost one night, and I ended up here in the woods. I was scared and cold and very alone, but then I heard him laughing, gully, gully, gully. And at first I was scared, but then I realized maybe he's just a little different from the rest of us.
So you didn't judge him even though he was a goblin?
Exactly. We all need friends, no matter how we look and or what our thing is. For him, it's saying gully, gully, gully. And for me, it's just like purring all the time.
And Whispers taught me that being a little strange doesn't mean I can't be a good friend. Everyone needs someone who believes in them. Gully, gully, gully.
Totally. I have a strange friend. He collects belly button lint from all his old sweaters. He says he's making a blanket. Great friend, though.
That's disgusting, but impressive.
All right, kiddos. Let's see if you two know a thing about kindness. Let's have a goblin's kindness test. If you pass, I'll give you both a garbage truck.
Garbage truck? What are we gonna do with a garbage truck?
Gully, gully, gully. I've been around for a while. Sometimes I forget that kids really wouldn't have much use for a garbage truck. How about a special goblin charm to carry with you?
We're ready. What do we have to do?
Oh, it's simple. Just help me figure out what's in this box. Gully, gully, gully.
Careful, that's his friendship box. It's filled with objects that represent kindness.
Ooh, I love mysteries. Let's open it.
Oh, I'm sure you do. We'll find out. Tell me what each of these objects is for and what it means. First, what does this stone represent?
Is it like strength to remind us to be strong for others when they need it?
Gully, gully, gully. You got it, kiddo. Now, what about this little dried flower?
Oh, that's gotta mean kindness. It's like when you give flowers to someone to make them feel special.
Exactly. I may be a goblin, but I have a bouquet of kindness in my heart. Gully, gully, gully.
Yeah, finally.
What does this mean?
That's easy. It's a reminder to speak up for others, even if their voice isn't as loud. Right, Mr. Goblin?
Bingo. Gully, gully, gully. This box holds all the ways we can treat others with kindness and respect. You two passed the test.
Thanks, Whisper and Mr. Goblin. We won't forget. Everyone deserves kindness.
And now we've got this goblin charm to remind us. Thanks, Mr. Goblin. You're pretty cool for a spooky guy.
You've learned the most important lesson of all. Not to judge anyone, no matter how ghoulish, goofy, or gully they seem. You never know who might just be a good friend.
That's right. We're all a bit different. But that's what makes friendship so special. And if anyone judges you for being yourself, just remember the kindness box.
Gully, gully, gully. And if anyone gives you trouble, you just call out, gully, gully, gully. And I'll be there to give them a fright. A friendly one, of course. Gully, gully, gully.
Bye, Mr. Gully Goblin and Whisper the Cat.
Gully, gully, gully!
Gully, gully, gully! We hope you enjoyed our Halloween stories. And remember, no matter how spooky or strange someone might seem, everyone deserves kindness and a chance to be a good friend. Good night from the Midnight Woods, and have a frightfully friendly Halloween. And now for our family fun fact. Did you know that in many cultures, cats are seen as protectors? In ancient Egypt, cats were worshipped as symbols of protection, and people believed they could ward off evil spirits. In Japanese folklore, the cat is a common good luck charm. So Whisper the Cat in our story isn't just cute. She's bringing some goblin guarding good luck too. And now for our corny knee slapper.
What did the goblin say when he saw a ghost at a party?
Wow, that guy is dead serious about his costume.
Gully, gully, gully.
Well, that's all for today, friends. We had so much fun learning and going on an adventure with you. If you had fun, tell your parents to give us a 5-star review. And don't forget to follow and subscribe so you never miss out on an awesome adventure. We'll catch you next time on another Out of This World podcast Stories for Kids adventure. Bye for now!